Hello everyone, this is Will.
This is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Now, I just want everyone to know, we witnessed something tonight. We witnessed the rise, the resurrection.
Listen.
Of one of our favorite action stars.
Oh, did we?
No.
Sorry, I didn't notice.
No, we did not. I'm totally joking. Bruce Lee did not come back from the grave.
Well, no, he didn't come back. He fought back from the grave.
Right.
Fuck.
In the first 5 seconds of the film.
Sort of.
Then never to be heard from again.
Sort of.
I have a theory, though, but I'll get to that at the end of the episode. You're going to think I'm a mad lad, but...
Fuck off. I know your theory, bitch.
Yeah, I know you know my
theory. It's some bullshit.
It might be.
Listen, bitch.
The spirit of Bruce Lee was in our guy, Bruce K.L. Lee.
But that ain't his fucking name.
It's not even his real name.
His name is Jun Chong, and he's a fucking Taekwondo instructor. Bitch. Okay.
Wait, Taekwondo?
Yes. Taekwondo instructor. And it says also Bruce Lee impersonator. Now
correct me if I'm wrong. Taekwondo is Korean.
Yes, it's a completely different thing than what Bruce Lee did, but who gives a shit? Whatever. Also, it does say Bruce Lee impersonator on here, but, like, that's not, like, that's just a statement. Like, that's not verified.
The essence of Bruce Lee was in...
Well, that's like if I told you I'm a Bruce Lee impersonator. Like, prove me wrong, bitch. That's what that feels like to me. I'm a Bruce Lee impersonator. Well,
I'm a Chris Pratt impersonator.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I kind of, sort of look like him in some way, like a fatter, uglier version of Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's white. You're white. I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Asian.
Cool. I mean, literally, they can't. None of our viewers can prove you wrong.
How do you know?
They've never seen our faces, so we're just floating voices to them.
I moonlight as a Bruce Lee impersonator.
And I'm Charles Bronson.
Yes. Now that's...
Now, I feel like we should talk about...
Bruceploitation?
Let's talk about some history here.
Mm-hmm.
History of movies.
Now, so, if you don't know...
Bruce Lee
was the shit.
He set the standard... For martial arts films in general.
Not only that, he set the standard for, like, I guess you'd say Asian actors.
And, like, this is kind of preaching to the choir, because I'm sure everyone on the planet pretty much knows who Bruce Lee is. I would be surprised if someone didn't know who Bruce Lee was.
Look, I went to the dude's fucking gravestone, so, like, I know.
Like, he is the man, was the man.
Yeah, I don't know if you did, but if you go to Seattle, you can go to his gravesite. Pay your respects to the man.
Now, yeah, because he was only in a couple of roles, but man...
Starring roles, yeah.
He set the standard for pretty much every single martial arts film there is. Like, there's movies you watch today that draw inspiration from Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
Like, it is such an influential piece of martial arts, like... movie making that literally
he only made 5 feature length films, and despite that, it pretty much changed the face of action movies. He changed the way, like, Asian actors were presented, everything. Only in 5 fucking movies.
Like, to say he's influential is like an understatement.
Mind you, one of those movies was made after he was dead.
He was also a martial arts expert. Like,
yes.
he wasn't fucking around when he did those scenes in those movies. Like, he actually knew what he was doing.
Yep.
And, like, so those aren't faked or anything. And I think he did... I might be wrong, but didn't he also do some of the choreography for his movies?
I'm pretty sure he did all of it.
Yeah, because then he directed all the choreography.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did all the choreography for his movies.
Which is awesome. If you haven't seen Enter the Dragon, what the fuck are you doing? Go watch that movie.
It's like James Bond with martial arts.
Go watch that movie, enjoy the hell out of it, and then stay far away from what we watch tonight.
Listen. So Bruce Lee is so awesome that after he died, a bunch of big brain
individuals. Really, you're going to call them big brain. That's a stretch.
I listen. I use that term very facetiously.
Yeah, I can tell.
Decided, let's make movies pretending he is still alive.
Yeah, pretending like, because they had the actors that kind of, sort of looked like Bruce Lee. Like,
bullshit.
They, like, not even, it's not even close though. Like, I don't
get. It's not that they look like him, it's that they pretended. Or they'd copy his mannerisms, like the whole thing in this movie, where he like licks the blood from his hand, and kind of like Bruce Lee did that thing in his movie where he'd like kind of sneer his nose. He'd keep doing that shit. But you'd have actors who'd change their name, and it would change their name to like Bruce L.I. or Bruce L.E.A. Or
Bruce L.E.
Yeah, or there's, I saw one that was Lee Bruce. Fucking, like, big brain.
Okay? Now, I'm going to set out a challenge for all of our listeners. If you can find, like, an actor that has passed away and everyone tried to fucking imitate him after his passing. And
it's a whole genre.
It's Bruceploitation. Like, if you can find an actor that, that people wanted to be so bad that they literally changed their name to be in a film, like, please, I challenge you. If you can find that actor, let me know, because I'd like to know if there's another actor that has had that kind of influence.
I can guarantee you're not going to find one.
Like, there's a lot of influential actors, but there's never been an actor that started a whole genre after he died.
My favorite is one of the Bruceploitation actors was named Bronson Lee, which is like a fucking collision of.
Well, yeah, because Charles Bronson was huge in
China. Charles Bronson was extremely popular in Asia, to the point where, like, if you watch, I don't know if you watch anime, but there's, like, an anime artist who literally named himself, like, Bronson Alito or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so much influence. There's another, like, popular anime where I know they modeled the character completely off of Charles Bronson in one of his movies. So it's like you get a collision. What someone should have done is made a movie that had a Bruce Lee ripoff and had a Charles Bronson ripoff.
Oh my god, and if they fought each other.
And then you get the combination of the schlock.
Oh.
Of the schlock ripoffs. Dude,
if that movie exists, I want to watch it. I need to see that movie if it exists.
Get like some bullshit.
A fake Charles Bronson versus fake Bruce Lee. Like.
Call him like Charles Bronson.
Oh my god.
S-E-N or some shit.
I need that. So anyway, we totally went on a tangent there, but that's fine. I think we had to explain what this movie was
why
all
it
about.
Exists.
Because of Bruceploitation.
This isn't the first one we've had, but it's sort of, well, I'll say this. We did have Spirited Bruce Lee, but that movie is just the most forgettable garbage. This is...
Not that?
I'll say this, Will.
Forgettable.
This is anything but forgettable.
It's true.
Now, what is the name of this movie?
This movie is called Bruce Lee Fights Back from the Grave.
Yep.
That is a long-ass title for something that's not even relevant to the actual movie.
It's relevant for maybe 5 seconds.
Again, I have a theory, but I don't think
it's
right.
Your theory's bullshit. I think your theory can be summed up as money.
Yeah.
That's how I sum up that probably. Theory.
Well, they just slapped Bruce Lee's name on the movie and, like, expected people to, like, love it.
Yes. And the actor's name is really...
For the movie.
Is Bruce K. Dot L. Dot L. E. A.
Lee. Even that'd be, like, Leah.
Bruce Leah. Bruce K. L. Leah. Nice try, you fucks. Not quite, but that is the thing, and it's, if you look at the poster, it has Bruce Lee coming out of the grave,
punching a demon.
Which never happens.
It's like a weird bat thing with a guy's face. It'll be on the episode, but like it's a bat thing with a guy's face and like a tail. It's the weirdest shit I've ever seen.
It's absolute nonsense.
Just like the beginning of this film. Let's just jump right into it. The film starts with a fake doesn't even begin to describe this gravestone. It is like a piece of cardboard that they put like yellowish colors on. They
planted it in the grass.
And they plant, and it says Bruce Lee, 1940 whatever to 1973. And
a lightning strike. We get
a lightning strike and then a kind of not very well taken care of, like, middle-aged man.
A out-of-shape man just kind of
jumps out of the grave.
And just kind of squats.
And squats there, and then it shows the title for, like, maybe 2 seconds.
He squats like he's about to, like, take a dump.
Not 2 seconds, it's like 0.2 seconds. It's like, yeah. It flashes like Bruce Lee fights back from the grave, and then we're in the movie.
He squats like he's about to shit.
Well, he's out of shape, okay? Well, he's been in that grave too long.
He's been in that grave since 1973. He has to take a shit.
I mean, yeah, you could argue it's only 3 years and bodies decompose. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
It's symbolic. Symbolic of what the movie's going to do to your face.
Take a shit.
Now, I thought, because it immediately forgets this and just goes into our intro.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, so no, it shows the title screen, and I remember it shows the poster for, like, a second, too.
It doesn't show the poster. It shows, like, a zoom in of that, like...
Bruce Lee punching the demon.
Yeah. And I thought this was going to be the peak. I thought this was going to be the dumb intro that they have, and then it's downhill from here.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was wrong. This is the bottom.
You wrong.
Started from the bottom.
Now we're
at the top, boy. Yep,
now we're here.
So, congratulations, movie.
So we get... Oh, my God.
We get a dude flying into Los Angeles on his little Los Angeles vacation. Oh, excuse me. No, he's flying in there because he has to...
Thank you for clearing that up, because you would think, watching this movie, the director just wanted a vacation to Los Angeles because they go to all the main focal points of Los Angeles, but...
The actor in the movie actually lives there. But I'm sure someone
needed a vacation to Los Angeles, okay?
The producer or the director.
Someone there wanted a fucking a reason to go to Los Angeles.
So he flies in. He gets into a cab and he gives him a paper. He's like, take me here.
And then the cab driver starts driving. And then...
Like, takes him under a fucking bridge.
So, I should also mention, this movie, and I'm not putting this lightly, this movie has some of the worst editing I have ever seen in, like, almost any movie. Like, I'm not going to go as far to say it's the worst, like, editing I've ever seen, but it is some of the worst editing. It is so fucking loosely strung together. Like, well, just barely functions as a movie.
I have a surprise for you.
What?
The U.S. distributors added the infamous Bruce Lee opening sequence.
What?
Got him.
Oh my God.
They dabbed.
They probably did the title, too.
They dabbed on you.
I'm sure it's called something else in China.
Well, the actual title is even dumber, arguably. You know what the real title was?
What?
Visitor of America.
Are you...
That's the fucking title!
That's the title of the goddamn movie?
That's the original title, but...
Okay, I'm good with them calling it Bruce Lee Fights Back from the Grave.
Visitor of America doesn't even sound like a real movie.
No.
That's like what you'd put in your, like, YouTube...
You know what it sounds like? A home fucking movie? A tourist film.
A home movie.
Yeah.
Visitor of America. Bullshit. But, yeah,
it sounds like a series showcasing all the amazing places you can visit in America.
Yeah.
You know, like, it sounds like a brochure thing.
It is.
Visitors of America.
Just Visitor.
Visitor of America.
Yep, just Visitor.
Okay. Oh, my God. So, then we get some random-ass guy training in a dojo.
Oh, God.
And he's just, like, fighting, and then he gets his ass kicked.
The guy. He's fighting our Bruce Lee, and they finish fighting, and then he just starts, like, whining about how likes money.
We should mention the taxi guy tries to hold up the guy, and Tries to run him over, and
so that's after this.
Oh, is it okay? You know, yeah,
they insert this flashback for no fucking reason.
Oh, you're right.
He just like fights him. Then they're in the lockers, and the older guy is just like,
he's like awkwardly like, oh god, toweling himself off, and
he's just talking about money.
Like this like short towel on while he's talking about money, and
the whole point of the scene is that he's talking about money, and he's like, I like money, I like cash, I like this, I like blah, 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 blah.
Well, after watching the movie, like, this scene kind of makes a little more sense.
Does it?
Because the guy was doing...
Okay, but, Will, could this scene be more expository?
No.
If he looked at the camera and just said, greed is bad, I would not be shocked.
Money is power.
Just look at the screen and just be like, greed, bad. Money, bad. Because that's the scene. Because Bruce Lee is like... I'm just gonna keep calling him Bruce Lee. I don't give a shit. It's just like, no, money is not good. It's important to be like I care about martial arts because of, you know,
blah,
philosophy.
Blah.
And he's like, no, it's bad. It doesn't pay money. I don't get money. And that's it. That's the flashback. And then he gets under a bridge and the taxi driver robs him. And he robs him and kicks him out and like punches him. And I'm just like, why'd you let him kick your ass? And then...
And then the taxi driver tries to run over Bruce Lee.
And then he jumps.
And he jumps and kicks in the window.
And he kicks it in so hard that he fucks up the taxi driver's face.
And the taxi driver is just like, alright, fuck it, I'll drive you around.
And then he just drives him around. And then they take him to the dojo and he's like, hey, pay me my fare. And the tip. We tip here in America. And he's like, okay, here's your tip.
And then he kicks the guy in the face. Yeah. Just kicks him straight in the face.
I mean, I got a laugh out of it.
That was pretty good, actually.
But he shows up in the dojo, and there is, like, people dressed in, like monks?
Yeah.
And there's just a woman crying, and he's like, what's going on? And she's talking about the man, the money man you saw earlier, his friend, and how he seems to commit suicide.
Yes. He seems to commit suicide, because that makes sense, right?
He seems to commit suicide somehow,
and then
Bruce Lee is sad, and he opens up the fucking makeshift coffin.
And then sees his friend, and then all of a sudden they're in a crematorium, and they're pulling out his friend's body.
No, they push the makeshift coffin into the crematorium, and then they burn it for like 5 seconds.
And then it comes out.
And
the bones are still there.
It's just random, like, chicken bones. I'm not exaggerating this. The makeshift coffin is gone. It's just bones.
Now, I love this because this also showcases the fact that they change locations without, like, any, like, indication that they're going somewhere. Like, because they do it time and time again, where they'll just change locations, and we're like, why the fuck are they right here? Like, what... What the fuck are they doing here? They were just at the dojo. Why are they at the crematorium all of a sudden? There's no explanation on where, like, how they get there or why they get there. It doesn't, like I said, this is so loosely strung together, it's ridiculous.
But, my favorite part of the scene...
Are you looking at the Instagram poster?
Yes.
The one I drew in, like, 5 seconds?
Don't think, feel. Listen, that's... Okay, I'll tell you one connection this movie has with Bruce Lee. The one thing I can say about this movie.
It didn't think, it felt.
If you want to enjoy this movie, don't think. Feel. If you think, this movie will drive you up the goddamn wall.
Yeah.
But if you just feel, you will feel the magic.
You'll be fine, yeah.
Now, my favorite part of that scene, though, is that he picks up, like, a chicken bone and just kind of cries into it. And then it cuts to a fucking belly dancer, which is...
I love this transition.
It's just like,
it's like this whoop, somber, like, yeah, just
womp womp, and then as you get like, yeah, dance.
You get the one guy acting as the entire crowd.
Dance.
That's literally the voice acting.
Dancer, yeah, alcohol, baby, yeah, money.
It's one guy voice acting an entire crowd.
It's like occasionally,
and
like,
badly.
Yes, it's like when he's doing the dubbing, he occasionally remembers to like slip in an actual word.
Yeah, like, it's just like in a crowd when you make out certain
it's
words.
It's like nonsense, like belly dancer, alcohol, beer,
yeah,
dance.
Yeah, baby.
Baby, money, like a, it's like a robot. It's great.
And our makeshift Bruce Lee
gets
our,
drunk.
Our knockoff Bruce Lee gets drunk.
And then he walks home across Los Angeles. Well, not home. He walks back to, like, the fucking dojo.
And he has, like, this shrine of his friend now.
Yeah.
And that he carries around on his neck.
Message. And he goes back to the dojo and kind of sits in an office and just, like, falls asleep.
Yeah, and then, like, some random-ass guy comes over.
And is just, like, walks in there, wakes him up, and is like,
hey, who are you?
Did you know him? And then they just fight. I'm not joking.
The guy has an axe and they just fight.
He's just, who are you? Did you know him? And then they just fight. Like, there's just nothing. Just boom. And they fight and it's like this black dude in a cape dressed like fucking Dracula. And he has a small little like...
Hatchet.
A hatchet. Because you said axe. It's not an axe. It's a tiny...
My bad. It's a hatchet.
Tiny baby hatchet.
It's Babby's first hatchet.
Now, and they fight. And I want to say like... The fight scenes are good.
I was surprised at how good the fight scenes were.
There's a fight scene later on with a guy who has, like, a sword that's really solid. The fight scenes are actually good, which just makes everything even more strange. Because outside the fight scenes, this is, like, the room of martial arts movies.
If you want to see the room equivalent of martial arts, just watch this movie.
Where it's just broken.
Yeah. Just every scene is just a little to a lot of bit wrong. Like,
busted.
Like, every scene, except for the fight scenes. It's weird.
And they fight, and he, like, beats the shit out of him.
And then...
kicks him through a window, and then, like, he's presumably dead. And then the next scene is just him in a fucking police station, and the cop's like, you have no proof! You have nothing!
I swear the guy dubbing the fucking cop is the same guy that dubbed the crowd. He dubbed the other cop. He dubbed, like, most of... He probably dubbed, like, 80% of the movie.
Can I just say that he's black and he sounds like a fucking, like... Like, he sounds like he belongs on Jersey Shore.
Like a... Yeah, like a fucking...
Like...
Like New Jersey white guy.
Get out of here, like...
Get out of here,
out of here.
The khakis.
Like...
You know, like...
And he's just... My favorite, though, in the police station set is they just... I guess to remind you that this is a police station... They awkwardly placed two guns behind
him. Two shotguns.
But they're just, like, leaning up against the wall.
There's no, like, plaque or anything. They're leaning against the wall behind the desk.
Just to remind you that this is a cop and this is what a cop's, you know, office looks like.
And the guy's getting frustrated because he's gonna, like, go to jail and, like it's basically attempted murder or murder, I should say.
And then the cop just kind of releases him.
Cop's like, okay, you're free to go.
For no reason. We would find out why later, but in this scene, there's no fucking reason for him to release him.
No, it just all of a sudden
but
just
he
gets
does.
Released.
And then he leaves. And then...
And then the girl picks him up in a car.
No.
Oh, a girl. No, somebody picks him up in a car, and there's a girl in the car.
Okay, first of all, it's the taxi driver, but now he's driving like a fucking Bentley.
And he has like a fucking suit and
like
a like hat
a butler
on.
Butler hat. And... he picks him up and there's just a woman in the back seat and there's this awkward ass shot where he like looks at her and she looks at him and she's like she winks, but it's shot and edited so fucking horribly.
It's so awkward
that it's just
it is so goddamn awkward to see.
Terrible. It's fucking terrible. And then he goes to this house and he sees her go outside and talk to a man with a cigar.
I love this shot because it shoots him from, like, behind the head. And he's, like, lounging. And he's just, like, holding a
pipe.
A pipe. And he just shakes it at her a couple times. And then they both get up and, like, there's no audio. And then they both get up and go into the house. And then we get introduced
to... she speaks pipe.
We get introduced to Scott Lee.
Look, this is pointless. This is bullshit. So
basically, he tries to recruit.
He offers him a job.
And the guy says no.
Yep. And then he's just like, whatever. I don't even remember if he fucking accepted it. The scene just ends.
He didn't accept it. He
said
no.
It just ends. And this is like, okay, whatever.
So now we get a girl in it, sitting in a car in some random ass... No?
Nope. You know what you get now, Will? You get a vacation shot of a woman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
it is a picture of a woman, like, posing... I
was mixing up my scenes.
Yep, she's, like, posing next to a street sign. And then you get that same woman walking down a street.
Yep.
And at first I was like, who the fuck is this?
It was a vacation photo.
Yeah, at first it's like, she's wearing, like, a super fucking, like... low cut like shirt and everything, and I was like, who the fuck is this? I realize it's the woman from earlier who was like, he seems to commit suicide.
He seems to commit
except
suicide.
Now she's not dressed like a fucking monk. It's like the opposite. Like she was a fucking Quaker in that scene, and now she's just like, she's just free.
She's free.
She's fucking free, boy.
Do whatever she wants.
She's
dressed however she wants. She's
free.
She's then, fucking just
little does she know that this movie takes place in some batshit insane universe where it ain't fucking safe for women, because it's just bozos everywhere. Literally. That's like, I don't understand. There's so many scenes in this movie of her getting attacked, and it's just never explained. It just happens.
So, because she goes to her car.
And there's just a dude in the back.
And there's a dude in the back, and he like awkwardly gets up and he's shirtless.
He like, he grabs her head. And then, like, I thought he was going to like twist her head, right? Because that's, well, you know, it's a martial arts movie.
And then he, like, slowly starts to go in for a kiss. And that's when she's like, ah!
That's when the light bulb in her head clicked. And then she runs away.
And then we get this weird, really awkward chase scene. I should also mention, every single step in this film is dubbed.
It sounds like someone tap dancing.
It's like, have you ever seen Monty Python?
The clicking?
The Holy Grail? It's like when they click the coconuts together. That's exactly what it sounds like when they're like running and walking. It's just the pace is different.
Yeah. And they run across this parking lot for a bit. She escapes, I guess.
And then she runs back to her car.
And then he's just lounging like across the seat. I half expected her to open the car and just have him completely fucking naked.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like he was going to pull the naked man on her. And then, he just gets up and literally does the same fucking thing. He gets up, grabs her head, and moves in for a kiss.
And then, because they're lying on the ground now.
And then he, like, slowly, like just lays her on the ground, still holding her head.
And then he goes in for a kiss and starts kissing her neck.
We see someone show up. It's Bruce Lee.
Yep, and he
beats his ass.
He beats the guy's ass. And then, is this where we get introduced to fucking, Dickard?
I don't fucking remember.
Dick Tracy? I can't remember where he shows up.
I don't... Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit, Will?
So
what happens is, after this scene, it cuts to them on, like, a fucking balcony somewhere, just talking about,
Again, it jumps... Dojo Man. It jumps scenes without even, like, any context.
They were in, like, a massive, like, parking lot somewhere, surrounded by trees. Now they're on top of a fucking building.
Yeah.
And they're talking about the man, Dojo Man, and all this stuff, and it's sort of building a connection.
And then we see, like, a mysterious guy
in a fucking...
like a trench coat.
A 40s private eye trench coat and a fucking fedora.
Yeah.
And a giant plume of cigarette smoke.
It's just billowing, and he's, like, fully in shadows.
Every time you see him.
And then Bruce Lee, like, runs over to him, and he's gone, but he left his calling card,
a cigar. But every time you see this man, they also make sure to show you that Scott Lee is somewhere around.
Yes.
So they talk some
more.
Which
makes sense now.
They talk some more, and the woman is like,
let's go get coffee.
False. She says, I'll take you out for coffee.
Oh, my bad. Okay, 'cause why are you correct? Why does that matter?
Because this movie is dumb, and because this relationship is fucking hilarious. It's quite possibly the funniest relationship I've seen in a movie.
So they go to a famous restaurant, on their tour.
It's her job! They go to her...
She's dressed exactly like all the other waitresses.
And I'm just like, that's not a coffee date, that's your fucking work. What the fuck? But apparently... I don't know. I think the people who made this don't understand humanity or, like, women or jobs or anything. Because nothing in this universe makes fucking sense. So they have coffee.
The only important thing in this scene is she explains how the guy who...
Dojo Man.
The guy who seems to commit suicide was, like, approached... So He was training people, and he was training kids, and one of the kids wanted to try and break a brick in half.
With his head,
and went to smash it, and smashed his head, and then the parents of the kid
sued him,
so he lost everything.
And then he
was approached by the village people, which, I'm not shitting you, is a cowboy.
A cowboy?
An African, like...
man wearing, like, a... in this scene, he was wearing, like, a... I don't know, tribal garb?
Yeah.
And then you get a ninja.
A ninja? A samurai?
Yep.
A fucking American trying to be a Chinese guy.
I don't know what he was trying to be. He was thick.
He was a fucking thick white guy dressed in, like, Chinese garb.
With sunglasses indoors. It's just memes. It's all memes.
It's memes.
It's the meme people, okay? And then they confront him, and then that's it. And it's like, okay. And then he decides that he's going to find out who these men are. And then he leaves. And she runs after him and is like, wait a minute. Let's introduce ourselves.
I'm Morgan.
I'm Susan.
I'm Susan whatever.
And like this and that and this and that. And she's like, I'm going to take you home. And I'm just like,
what?
What is this fucking date? Like, he's just like, okay, I guess. And I want you to teach me, like, martial arts.
Self-defense. Just,
and he's like, okay, I guess.
Okay.
That's how you get the ladies. You're just like, okay, I guess.
You just be awkward, and you're the tourist of Americas?
The visitor of America.
You just become the visitor of Americas.
And they go to her apartment, and...
She's like, what do you want to drink?
He's like, milk.
And he's like, milk. And she pours him the biggest glass of milk I've ever seen.
It's a fucking tall boy.
It is fucking like, it's like a liter of milk.
She pours him all that sweet mama's milk. And she sits down in front of him, spread eagle, like just, he's sitting in a fucking chair. She just sits on the floor in front of him.
Like spread eagle.
Just like, fuck me. But no.
He doesn't.
Bruce Lee, don't do that shit. He
teaches her self-defense in the most awkward way possible.
He just kind of does some moves, and she copies him.
Yep, they just imitate each other, and they do that for like a minute or two.
And then she offers him money.
And he's like, no, I got a better idea.
I got a better way for you to pay me.
Let's go to your bedroom. And I'm like, oh shit, here we go. Here we go.
So yeah, for some reason, she offers him money, and again, I'm just like, what kind of a fucking date, like, what fucking date do you go on where the woman just gives you fucking money for no reason at all?
Maybe she was trying to pay him for the self-defense or something?
I think she was just so thirsty that she was just, like, basically giving him everything possible. It's a tragic story.
He still doesn't accept her advances.
He doesn't do anything. This is a tragic story, okay? This is the thirst, just the ultimate thirst.
The thirst was real.
Well, because then he's like, I got another way for you to pay me. And we started laughing because we immediately thought of...
Like, this is...
And then...
Like, every other 70s movie we've watched, this is always leading to sex.
Well, Will, I'm sorry, but see, some filmmakers know that human beings do things like sex and other things. But the people who made this movie don't know this. So he tells her.
Unaware.
So he tells her, let's go to the bedroom. And I'm just like, what the fuck? That's blunt.
Now, I should also mention this bedroom has 3 sofas in it and no bed.
There is no bed in this house. He takes her to a room with 3 sofas, and I'm just like, that's not a bedroom. And then he sits her down.
And then he kneels in front of her.
And starts asking her about the 5 men.
Grilling her about the 5 men.
She gives him more information. He's just like, thank you.
And then she gets upset, like, she starts talking about them, gets up, moves to another couch, sits down, and continues talking about them.
After she tells him what he wants to hear, he's like, thank you, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Again, human beings. He's like, I'll take you to the bedroom. Was the payment that she would give him the information?
Yes. That was, I guess, what they were trying to convey, because that was the payment.
That's, you know what that is, my dude? That's fucking dumb.
You ain't shitting there.
That's fucking dumb.
It's fucking stupid.
That's fucking stupid, and he leaves, and she's just like, no, stay here. You can sleep here. She's thirsty, but he's just like, no!
I'm going to leave my stuff here, and I'll be back in the morning, you thirsty bitch.
Thirsty hoe. I'm going to go sleep on a fucking park bench. So he goes and sleeps on a park bench like a little bitch.
Yeah,
and
he's the little bitch.
Like a little bitch. He
And he comes back in tourist clothes.
Will, it's your first day in America, and some woman's already like, fuck me. And you're just like, nah, son.
Nah, I gotta go sleep on a park bench. Fuck you.
He goes sleeps on a park bench.
Bye-bye. I gotta take you into the bedroom so I can grill you about who killed my dojo master.
That's how he gets off. He gets off on information. Well,
we found out. We figured it out.
He goes to that park bench and just jerks off about all the information she gave him.
And he jerks off so
as
hard.
As she was moving from couch to couch.
He somehow finds new clothes because she gets up in the morning and sees him on top of the car, and she's like, oh my god, he's here! And he's dressed in, like, full white with a giant, like, safari-style, like, Crocodile Dundee fucking hat.
And the satchel.
And a satchel.
He looks like the most stereotypical fucking tourist ever seen.
Oh my god.
I don't know where he got the clothes because
it never explains it.
He left all his shit.
Well, he left in a brown suit with like an off-white like button up.
He left all his shit at her house. And he shows up in this and she just looks and she's like, "Did you sleep?" He's like, "Where did you sleep?" He's like, "Oh, I slept on a park bench." He's like, "Oh, well, let's get some food." And
he's like, "I already got it. He just got a hamburger."
He just whips out of his ass a shitty fucking like Big Mac. Like, the bread's, like, all fucking, like, just crumpled in. And she's just like, oh. Tourist!
So then they drop.
Well, he came to America so he could not and turn down a woman's advances and wouldn't have slept on a park bench and had a fucking burger. Okay?
At least he looked like a tourist.
Eventually.
Which confirms the fact that someone just wanted a vacation in L.A.
Well, I'm not in the right mindset to decipher why this movie exists. I'm just glad it does. So he goes.
They go to Chinatown.
And he gets out of the car, and there's a man just kind of standing there. He just walks up to him.
I love this scene. He just walks up to him and just slaps him right in the face.
That's it. And then the guy tries to punch him, and he just, like, he's so good at dodging it.
He barely moves out of the way.
He, like, moves without moving his feet and just kind of dodges it. And then he's like, take me to so-and-so. And he's like, okay.
So they go to so-and-so, and then we get
the
chubby Chinese. No, he's not Chinese.
We see, like, the guy with the Fu Manchu. I don't know.
But he's like, he's a chubby white guy that has a Fu Manchu, and he's dressed as, like, a Chinese man.
I'm not convinced he's actually Chinese.
He's not Chinese. Dude, he is not Chinese. There is no way that guy is Chinese.
He's something. I'll just say this.
Because it's part of the village people. It was one of the guys in the circle.
And he is on, like, a fucking treehouse.
And he, like, talks to him, and
he doesn't talk to him, he just, like, looks at
him. Oh, he just, like, he, like, does the, like, what's up, and then, like, two guys, and then two, he just looks at him, does, like, what's up, and then, like, and the guys fucking come out of nowhere, and knock fucking Bruce Lee out.
They don't come out of nowhere, they just pull a fucking, like, stick out of nowhere, out of their ass.
And they fucking whack Bruce Lee.
And he's knocked out, and then the next shot is the woman dunking his face in a fucking, like, pond. In a brand new location.
And they're in a park, and I'm like, what the fuck happened?
And he's just like, we have to go back, I have to, like, fight him. And then it's night. Well, no.
So they go back to the quote-unquote fortress.
So, for some reason, when you walk through Chinatown, it leads you into, like, a fortress that's in the middle of fucking nowhere. That's fine. And it's day for night. He is walking around this fortress looking for Asian white man. And the woman is driving home for some reason?
Yeah, she drives home and...
He's like, yeah, I don't need a ride. Just fucking go.
What's weird is she opens the door and, like, a woman is just standing there and, like... And then she gets knocked out.
I know.
Who's the woman? You never see her ever again.
It's the Holy Ghost.
Who was the fucking woman?
I don't fucking know.
Who was it? I don't know.
It doesn't even tell
it
us.
It never explains
who
it is.
Or why she gets knocked out, Will. Because like I said, in this movie, it's a dangerous world for women. She just gets attacked over and over for no reason. You think to yourself, oh, is this like a bad guy? No. It's just bozos. Everywhere she goes, it's bozos. So she gets knocked out, and then he walks around this place and fights a bunch of people in day for night.
Then he finally meets up with the Fu Manchu guy.
And he has, like, a fire torches, and he gets his ass handed to him. And then he's like, talk, tell me, talk. And then why'd you kill him? Why'd you kill him?
A star in his throat.
And then he just runs away.
The Fu Manchu gets a ninja... I should clarify that, sorry, because the movie didn't.
Fu Manchu gets a ninja star after we have to see a replay of a very mediocre kick.
Yes.
It's weird, like, the fight scenes are good, and then they will replay the ending, which is like, always, like, probably nothing.
The worst, like, move in the whole scene.
Yeah.
So then, he dies before he can tell him everything, and then...
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. This... No, he goes to, like, a pagoda, and then there's just, like, a person just kind of standing there with a cigarette, and then he's like, where is blah, blah, blah of the village people? And then the guy punches him, and he punches him so hard he gets punched into a fucking another dimension.
Yes.
And there's like...
He gets punched into the dojo.
And there's like three white dudes in gis that just fucking attack him.
Yeah, and they're all like... They attack him, and then he finally gets away, and the guy steals the car that the girl let him borrow, because he drops off the girl.
God. He drops her off at...
Because the last we see of the girl, she got knocked out, right?
Oh, and, God!
And now all of a sudden, he's dropping her off at her work.
I forgot. I completely forgot this garbage because it goes nowhere. Because he goes home and finds her knocked out. And then he acupunctures her to life. Oh, God,
yeah. Fuck. Because he's like, this scene.
Susan!
This is why
Susan,
I skipped it.
Susan! And then I'm like, oh, is she dead?
And then he acupunctures her. She moans a lot.
He acupunctures her in, like, the thigh.
And then
that brings her to life again. And she's wearing, like, a very, 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 very small towel that's, like, it's not... It's a towel that should not be worn on, like, an adult woman, but whatever, they did it anyways. But they did it anyways. So she wakes up, and that's fine, and then he takes her to work, and he drops her off in, like, a fucking...
She lets him borrow his car, our stranger.
Let's say this, though. He drops her off at work, and it's, like, an office building?
Yes.
Then, later on, when she's leaving work,
she is not at the same location.
It's the cafe from before.
Yeah.
It's the cafe, like, downtown. Teleportation.
They couldn't even get that right.
No, and then he goes and has a random fight with
He fights a bunch of dudes in the dojo.
For no fucking reason.
And then her car gets stolen by some random-ass dude, the dude that knocked him into fucking
the dojo. He knocked him there and then stole his fucking car because the dude just, I guess, left the car unlocked with the keys in it.
And then he goes, fucking...
There's a parade.
He goes and watches the parade... While she's, like, waiting for him to pick her up.
It's, like, some sort of, like city parade. They have, like, Christmas stuff. There's, like, they're showing, like, the different cultures of the city. It's just a fucking parade, like, tourist shots. There's shots in this parade when there's people, like, waving at the camera.
One guy does, like, a peace sign to the camera and
stuff.
Yeah,
there's one guy who's,
like... They're all looking at it, too.
Yeah, there's one guy who's, like, drunk and just, like, does the peace sign. It's fucking hilarious. And he just stands there.
We also get fucking Dick Tracy for a minute.
So yeah, in this scene, like, we just see him watching this parade, like, smiling. We're just like your girlfriend's waiting for you to pick her up.
Yeah, why are you going to pick up your... She's waiting around.
And then we just get, like, she, like, screams, and then we see someone, like, there she is, go get her.
And they follow her into this back alley.
Again, two complete bozos. This dangerous movie for women. I guess they're just two idiots driving on the side of the road, and as soon as their eyes see a woman, they're just like, get her! Because we see, like, voiceover, like, oh, there she is, get her! And I'm thinking, like, is this, like, the villains?
No.
No. Just two bozos.
And then, of course, Bruce Lee shows up to the last second to save the day.
So what happens is, one of the guys grabs her, and is taking her back to, like, the other bozo. And then he sees the other bozo, like, just laying there, knocked the fuck out. And then he sees Dick Tracy. Fucking cigarette.
And he gets all scared.
And he brings out a nunchuck, and then the woman runs away. And then Bruce Lee shows up, and is like, yeah, they stole my car. And she, like, takes him there to where she was being attacked. And now there's no car, nobody, nothing. Dick Tracy is so badass.
He left no trace.
He fucking vanished everything. It's gone.
And, yeah, so she's just totally fine with the fact that he got the car stolen.
Well, it's fine because...
So fine because they go car shopping the next day.
The very next day they go car shopping and he buys a fucking RV.
She buys it. He doesn't buy it. She buys it for him.
Well, sure, he doesn't have money. What? Also, earlier, she gave him money again.
And he doesn't fucking spend it on anything.
Money bags. Okay.
And she can just buy a new fucking truck with a fucking camper on the back of it.
She doesn't even buy it. She leases it.
Oh, for like $50 a week.
Yeah.
That's expensive even in today's standards.
Look, I don't think they knew.
$50 a week?
I don't think they knew. I don't think the person who made this had any involvement with anything real. I
had no idea.
He just guessed. So how much would it cost? I don't know, $50, I guess. For a
$50, let's say $50 a week.
Fuck it. And they you go there and then they have fun. And again, it makes no sense because they keep getting attacked. Like, shit keeps happening. And then it just, the next day, and they're just fine.
And then they go to her house.
Again.
And she, it's all in...
She's still trying to get laid. And then there's they fall asleep in the weird... Because she doesn't have a bedroom, Will. Okay?
We but know they this. Bought an RV. They bought a fucking camper!
He says he bought a camper. Excuse me. She bought a camper. So that... And then he says it's good because now he doesn't have to sleep on the street. And
yeah,
it's
like, and now
you fucking dumb motherfucker!
No.
Why don't you just sleep at her house, you stupid fuck?
And I love it because they're when like the home invasion starts. They're both sleeping on the fucking ground,
yeah,
propped up against couches.
He's like naked, and then she's just wearing all of her clothes. Like they just fell asleep, like propped up by couches.
And then the fucking Japanese village person comes
the
in.
The guy with the sword comes in.
Now you mentioned something very interesting about this actor.
Well, I looked up, and this was the first fucking movie
that he was in.
Yeah.
And I actually like this actor.
No, I do too. I think he's
actually really good.
There is a movie of his called Revenge of the Ninja that we will be watching. And I cannot wait because I love that movie. But it's the guy who shows up is Shoko Sugi. He's a Japanese martial artist. If you're a fan of 80s movies, he did a lot of ninja movies in the 80s. He did Revenge of the Ninja. He did... was it Ninja the Domination? He did a movie called Black Eagle.
I actually like Black Eagle a lot.
Oh, he did one of my favorites, Blind Fury.
Yes.
He played the bad guy at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That he fights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's him. But also, you knew him because he played the big bad in Ninja Assassin.
Yeah.
Which was the last movie that he did. His son is also a martial artist. But he shows up.
Yeah, he shows up. He pokes...
Dubbed for no fucking reason. He pokes
Bruce Lee with the fucking hilt of his sword.
Yeah, he's dubbed for no fucking reason. Like, he speaks English. If he's... I've seen him in other movies.
The woman is dubbed, and she speaks English.
Everyone's dubbed, and it's like the people who dubbed them.
There's only one dude that probably doesn't speak English, and that's...
I doubt it.
The main character has to speak English, too.
Well, he's a Taekwondo instructor. I'm pretty sure...
Everyone fucking in this movie can speak English. Why'd they dub it? Was it that bad?
Well, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. And he pokes him with the hilt of his sword, and is just like, why are you, like, looking? Why are you... Basically, like, why are you doing stuff?
Yeah, stop this. Like, why are you doing this?
He might as well have just showed up and, like, hey... Don't do thing.
And then Bruce Lee's like, no, I'm going to keep investigating.
I'm going to keep doing the thing.
And then Samurai Guy's like, well, okay, fuck it. We're going to fight then. And then, like...
You don't stop doing the thing, I'll fight you. Well, I'm going to keep doing the thing. And then they fight.
Yeah, and then they fight. And...
He beats the shit. They fuck up her room. Because he's got a giant samurai sword. And he just fucks everything up.
And then they go outside and fucking...
He loses the sword, but then he gets, like, these two, like, blades.
No, he has nunchucks.
Doesn't he try to stab him?
No, he has nunchucks.
Oh. But, yeah.
He has nunchucks, they fight more, and then Bruce Lee fucks him up with a lame-ass, like, slow-mo kick. And then... He's on the ground, and he kind of tells him... He tells him, like, that they all bid at, like, the horse track races. And then he dies. So they go to the horse track race... And this is the prime example of jumping around scenes with no fucking context whatsoever.
They walk around next scene of the Vince.
They walk around the horse track.
Like, have you seen them? No. It's like, damn it, I don't know where they are. There they are.
And they go into this random, like, big ass building with a bunch of bars in it.
Excuse me.
Out of nowhere.
No, well, you're wrong. It's a random ass building with a lot of fucking stairs.
Yes, and they go up and downstairs and up and downstairs. They're searching everywhere. I don't know where the fuck you saw the guys because they're nowhere to be found.
I don't even know who the guys are.
And they go into Joe's bar.
And then he tells her, like, wait here, I'm going to keep looking around.
And she sees, like, smoke billowing and goes in and sees that there's a fucking cigarette.
And then a big dude sits down next to her and he's like, you're looking for me. Well, you found me. Now I'm going to take you. And then
fucking...
She screams.
He goes up and downstairs a bunch more times. Bruce Lee goes up and downstairs a bunch more times.
And then he goes into...
Gets into Joe's bar and then the guy punches him into a boxing ring.
No.
Or do they...
You're missing a whole fucking scene, bitch. He leaves and somehow ends up in a junkyard.
Oh, god damn it. Yeah, you're right.
Where they're about to put the woman into a car.
He leaves that giant building and they're in the junkyard where there's no fucking buildings anywhere.
Nothing. And then they're about to get into a car and put the woman in there and he's just like, kind of stands there. And then they fight.
And then he does the what's up again.
What's up?
And then like three dudes like attack Bruce Lee.
And they get their asses handed to them.
He fucks them all up.
And then the big guy takes off his shirt.
And then hits Bruce Lee.
What? No, he hasn't hit him. He takes off his shirt and he's like, follow me. Let's fuck.
Yeah,
not really.
They go.
But he might as well. So
they walk.
And they teleport to a boxing ring.
For no reason, unless there's a boxing ring in the middle
of
the fucking junkyard.
The guy, to show how much he's gonna fuck him, punches like a wooden pole in half. And I'm like, okay. And then they get in the boxing ring and they fight. And he gets his ass kicked. It's done. And then he ties him up. Next scene, he's tied up!
So, we have a scene where they went from a horse track to a big-ass building with a bunch of stairs and a bar to a junkyard to a boxing ring in the matter of, like, 2 minutes.
Yes. It makes too much sense, Will.
Is that why I don't get it?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's too smart
for
you.
My plebeian mind can't handle it.
You just don't understand films.
Yeah, apparently
film
not.
Film transitions.
No.
They do.
Not like they do.
They
this
understand.
Is some next-level shit.
They know. They're not holding your hand. You have to think. It's an intelligent film. Well, they tie up the big dude, and they drive into the middle of fucking nowhere, surrounded by cows, where their fucking trailer is just sitting there for no goddamn reason, whatever, fine, whatever. And he does the thing again where he's just like, talk to me, why did you kill the blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, I won't tell you anything. And he's like, oh, you'll tell me. He just runs to the trailer, and he's gonna get something.
And then we see a barrel stick out of the trailer.
It's Cowboy.
It's the cowboy guy with the small-ass hat.
And the fucking silly gun. And then he...
Like, and then...
Teleports.
Fucking Bruce Lee jumps and teleports and
behind the guy and is like, you won't shoot me.
And the guy like just... I love this scene because when he shoots him, it's like a .22 rifle, right?
Yeah.
A .22 caliber rifle. And like, so it's one of those... It's a stock one, so you have to pull the... bolt back.
Yep.
I don't know guns too well, so
bolt action.
Yeah, it's a bolt action. Yeah, so you have to pull the bolt back and pull the trigger. But instead of doing that, he just pulls the bolt and it just shoots every time he like pulls it
it's
back.
It's handy.
He pulls it back, it shoots. Because he never pulls the trigger.
He unloads like 20 bullets into this fucking big fuck, and then he's just dead, and everyone's just like shocked. And then he walks up to them and is just like talking about drugs. And how they are looking for the drugs that Dojo Man had. And he is very, very wonderfully dubbed.
Really?
You get a wonderful dubbing of a redneck. It's totally, real and authentic. It's not someone trying to do an accent
it's
at all.
It's definitely not forced, no.
It doesn't sound... It sounds so threatening.
Spot on.
It doesn't sound wimpy or dumb as fuck at all.
No.
Nope. It's totally great.
So then Bruce Lee gets the upper hand, kicks the gun out of his hand.
And they kind of stand there staring at the gun. And then he picks up the gun and Bruce Lee jumps and like...
Kicks him?
He like jumps above him and like kicks downward and I guess just smashes his fucking internal organs somehow, because he just drops dead, and then we see that Susan
is got dead. Shot.
At no point
did the gun ever go off. It never went off. There was no point his finger was even on the trigger.
After all this time of her trying to get laid, this is what happens.
She couldn't do it. This is what happens when you trust a Bruce Lee impersonator.
Don't date Bruce Lee impersonators.
Just don't.
It's bad times, because they'll... It's a dangerous world.
Because they're fakes. That's the thing.
That's not even, like, a lie.
No, they're not. Yeah, that's not just a lie. It's true facts
You're spitting facts.
This is life tips from Will.
That is the only life tip
you need. Don't date Bruce Lee impersonators, because they're fake.
They're fake. And you can give them all the money you want. They won't fuck you.
Especially if they change their name to something like Bruce K. L. Leah.
They can't even get it right. Leah. It's not Bruce Leah. You fuck. How do you fuck that
I should
up?
Mention also, the voice actor, if you can't even call him a voice actor.
Oh, God.
For the Bruce Lee guy, he always does this, whoa!
So, are you saying that they're trying to make it seem like it's Bruce Lee?
Yeah, but Bruce Lee doesn't sound that...
First of all, it's because Bruce Lee is Bruce Lee, and he's actually doing those things.
Well, yeah.
This is someone just kind of...
Pretending?
Yelling into a microphone. Yeah. This, like, you probably sound better.
I might.
Oh, just like... It's nonsense.
So,
it's nonsense.
Then, for no reason, Bruce Lee guy...
Oh, he runs away from his problems.
He runs away from his problems. Gets in the car and drives away from his dead girlfriend, the dead cowboy, and drives up a fucking hill that the car can barely make it up. And then...
Well, I don't even get this fucking scene, because he just drives up this mountain, and I'm just like, oh, okay, he's running away from his problems. That's fine.
And he goes to this tree and gets the shrine of his friend.
And breaks it open and sees that there's money and drugs in there.
And then the Dick Tracy's right behind him.
And he's like, show yourself. And he takes off his fedora.
I love this part, because he's like, Han! And Han's the guy.
Dojo man.
And he's like, I love it. He's like, Han! And Dojo man's like, how did you know it was me? It's like, really?
Because he saw your face.
You just fucking revealed yourself.
Fucking dumbass.
You just fucking revealed yourself. How did he know it was you?
Yeah. Like, how? I don't know.
What?
And it's Dojo Man, and we find out that the body was not him. It was a double.
And he was doing all this just so he could get the drugs and the money transported to his family.
He figured that Bruce Lee would take the drugs and transport them to his family.
Because he was going to transport the shrine back to China.
Yeah. Little did he know that that would not be the case.
No.
And he got fucked! And he's like, you ruined everything, and I was going to be set for life, and you ruined everything. And they fight, and he kicks his ass, and then Dojo Man gets the upper hand. He picks up a rock that comes out of fucking nowhere.
And he's going to try and, smash Bruce Lee's
face
in.
And then he gets awkwardly shot, and then through the power of bad editing, he somehow goes from, the middle of a fucking field to, under a tree, and now all the drugs are just on the fucking ground.
Which I don't get, because the boulder drops, but he drops it, right in front of him, which would be where Bruce Lee's body would be laying.
You're thinking too much.
So, where did the rock end up?
Well, don't think.
He got hit so hard, he threw the rock and got hit under the tree.
Well,
he got hit by the world's most powerful bullet.
Well, don't think. Feel.
It was a
okay.
It was a fucking bazooka of a fucking bullet that just
apparently
struck him so hard.
But he only teleports after he falls. He doesn't teleport.
It's a delayed reaction.
Apparently, and he just fucking drops dead, 20 feet away.
It face first into the drugs,
and then the fucking we see it's Mr. Lee,
Scott Lee.
And the cop.
Yeah.
Mr. Lee is like working for the FBI or some shit, and they're
the narcotics
and they're
department.
Like, ha ha ha! Thank you so much. We needed your help to like get this thing done.
Sorry, we didn't tell you, but you must understand.
We thank you so much, and then
you'll get a medal for this.
And then Bruce Lee just walks away and stares at the body of his dead girlfriend, who's like 50 miles away now, and that's it.
And
that's it.
The end.
The end. Oh my god!
Fucking god, dude!
I love this movie.
Are those your final thoughts?
Fuck no! You don't want my final thoughts here, homie. I got too many, but I'll just
maybe sum it up.
My immediate thoughts, though, is this is fucking hilarious.
It is that.
This is some of the most entertaining garbage I've ever witnessed in my fucking lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't get any decisions that were made in this.
I don't either.
I literally don't understand. The plot is absolute nonsense. I'm not kidding. Things just happen. I've never seen a
for
movie.
No reason.
I've never seen a movie where the phrase "things just happen" is more fitting.
Like shenanigans occur.
Yeah, things happen.
That's it.
Why? Because fuck it.
Like, there's no synopsis needed. Just
why is
happen.
There a random blonde man who looks like Michael Bay who wants to desperately kiss Susan who just lounges in her car?
Alex, who was the woman that attacked who had the men
no
ordered
idea.
To knock the girl out?
No idea. We don't even see who the man is that knocked her out. We don't know why they knock her out. They keep saying they're attacking her because of drugs, but apparently they don't actually do anything. They just knock her out and then they leave.
But how did she know the guy?
Wait, who? Dojo Man?
Yeah, Han.
Oh, she trained with him. Oh,
okay.
Because she was there for his funeral, remember?
At least they
explained like a monk.
That, kind of.
They didn't explain, you're just supposed to assume, because she's at his fucking funeral. But then,
he seems to commit suicide.
He seems to commit suicide. They never tell us why or how. He's just dead. How do you commit suicide? I don't fucking know. The woman just gets attacked every other scene for no fucking reason.
Literally, this movie is the equivalent of things happen.
Things happen.
Things happen. Because things
did
happen.
Why does he walk through Chinatown and end up in a weird, like, pool, and then
why do they go
there's
from
a guy in a treehouse who just says, "What's up?" And then they knock him out, and then the woman somehow shows up, takes him, dunks his face into another pool, and then immediately he goes back to the treehouse to fight Mr. What's Up.
How did they go from the horse races to a giant fucking...
No. That's fine. You know what that is? That's just bad geography. That's not even logic. That's just, like, dumb. That's just them being like, we should film here because it looks cool. Why did they get here? Who gives a fuck? Just do it. The other stuff is more like, what's the fucking, like, point?
Where's the connection?
Like, he gets knocked out. First of all, he doesn't get hit in the head. He gets hit in, like, the fucking chest. But in the next scene, she's dunking his fucking face in the pool.
And he has a scar on his face.
Like, why? Like, that's just... That's beyond broken.
Why was the trailer parked in the middle of the fucking desert? And
no
why
idea.
Was the cowboy guy all of a sudden in it?
How did he know?
How did he know that was the... They didn't see them buying the
was
RV.
Was he waiting there all day?
Like, how long had he been waiting there?
Did he know that they were going to show up with the fat boy tied up? Did he just wait there all fucking day twiddling his thumbs?
Why did they drive out into the desert to torture the fat boy?
They can do it in the junkyard.
When did it show him dropping off the shrine to the tree?
Never.
Things happen.
How did he know which tree? He drives like a mile away.
I don't have to give my final thoughts because you just said all of them. Things happen.
I'm still thinking. Oh, do you remember when you see the camera crew?
Oh yeah, in the shadows, yeah.
When he's driving away from his problems, you see the camera crew.
Yeah.
And then the cameraman tries running after it.
Yep.
Awkwardly.
That's great.
Why? I don't know. Why does the woman get attacked by two random bozos after she leaves work? Why does she go to work at one place and then teleport across town?
Why does the fucking guy watch a fucking parade?
He watches a parade after he gets his car jacked, and then he apparently waits there all day because it's nighttime. So he waits there all fucking day for a parade. Or does he just stand there in the middle of the street, like, twiddling his thumbs, like, what am I going to do?
And then a parade just suddenly happens, and he's like, oh, there we go.
And then the parade ends, and he just goes back and is like, oh, the car was stolen.
Oh, sorry, the car was stolen. And she's just, why was she totally fine with her car being stolen.
Why doesn't this poor woman have a bedroom?
Why? How does she have enough money to just suddenly afford a new car?
I get it. She has all this money because she doesn't have a fucking bedroom.
That's it.
That's it, boy. She never had to buy a bedroom set. She bought three couches.
She bought a fuckload of couches.
A lot of couches. Her bedroom is just couches. You can't even sleep on them because in that one shot, they're sleeping on the goddamn floor. How does, like, because at the end, they tell you that the reason they're hassling her is because they think she knows where the Dojo Man drugs are. But that is never, never, ever, ever, like, mentioned. So what, is the woman who knocked her out connected?
I don't know.
We never see her again.
We don't know who she is. That's the problem.
Literally, everyone else, that's the only people who might have some connection. Everyone else in the movie who hassles the woman is just random goons.
Yeah, and fucking somehow Bruce Lee always shows up at the right time.
He always knows. He's a fucking teleporter. And it's like, if you wanted her to find out where the drugs are from her, why the flying fuck didn't a single person, like, I don't know, ask? They just knock her out? Like, bye.
They just try and hassle it from him the whole time.
Instead, they hassle him.
And, like, and the fact that she had no idea where the drugs were.
Yeah, because after that scene, they're like, yeah, I don't. We think she knows where the drugs are, but I don't think she does because she hasn't said anything. It's like, when did you ask?
Maybe it's time to move on, boys.
Like, maybe, I don't know. Just why? I get the plot, but just why?
I don't know.
It's like The Room.
Because things happen, Alex.
It's like The Room.
It is. It's the martial arts room.
People just say nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
And things happen.
And things... Oh boy, do things happen.
And then, yeah, that's it.
And then there's a nonsensical twist. Like, okay, I don't even get it. What's the point?
Nothing. Things happen, that's the,
like,
point.
Like, did they...
Because Bruce Lee fought back from the grave.
How
to...
did...
No, that's my, again...
Well, how did Fedora Man know that Bruce Lee was going to drive up to that tree and be there?
I don't know.
How does he always know?
I don't know. How long was fucking Scott Lee waiting there?
And every time, like, every time you see Dick Tracy, you see Scott Lee. Like, he's watching Dick Tracy watch Bruce Lee. Now that begs the question, like, okay, you saw earlier Dick Tracy, like, apparently beat up some bozos, which, can I ask you this? Why the fuck did he beat up the two dickbags who attacked Susan?
I don't know.
What was the point?
There was no point.
He knows that she doesn't have the drugs. He knows that Bruce Lee has
the
drugs.
Well, because they train together, right?
So?
I don't know.
He has no problem threatening to murder his fucking protege at the end.
I think the biggest question here, Alex, is why the flying fuck is this called Bruce Lee fights his way from the... Fights
what back.
What is it? Bruce Lee fights back from the grave.
Well, that's easy. Well, that's the easy one.
My theory, it's because...
Bullshit.
It's because literally they wanted... It's a cash grab.
That is correct.
It's because they wanted Bruce Lee's name on it to lure people into thinking that, like, somehow Bruce Lee made a comeback, like he's back from the dead.
No.
Not that he's back from the dead, but, like this guy, he's an impersonator, so he kind of looks like Bruce Lee, so it's basically saying, like, oh, look, Bruce Lee's back, sort of, in some form, some really fucked up way. But here he is, Bruce K. L. Lea. Here he is, Bruce, the Bruce Lee impersonator, so he's fighting his way back from the grave.
Well, everything about the poster and the beginning of this is made to bullshit you.
Yes.
You're made to look at that poster and think, oh my god.
Bruce Lee's back?
There's a movie with some Bruce Lee wannabe who, like, what, is he gonna fight, like, demons and shit? That's gonna be interesting. No.
That would have been interesting.
No. What we got is much better. Because what we got is... an experience.
It's true. Now, I would I can't say my final thoughts because you just said every single one of them.
Well, I can tell you this. I 100% recommend this.
Watch it. Just watch it. Enjoy it for the insanity.
It is so fucking dumb.
Yes. And incompetent. And just incoherent trash. But go watch it.
So amazing.
Because if anything, you'll fucking enjoy just making fun of the whole thing. It's fucking hilarious.
You'll enjoy seeing just how wacky some people's apparent perceptions of the world and humanity are.
Now, if you have Prime, you can go watch it there for free. That's where we did it.
Yep.
Film quality's not great, but, you know, it's there.
It's the best you're gonna get.
Yep.
You ain't getting better.
Now we have to talk about something else, too. Is it next Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
When we're doing the live stream soon.
No, we're not. We're canceling it.
So no, we're doing... No, sorry. We're doing it.
No, I'm going to commit suicide on stream.
Just fucking...
I'm bringing a sword.
You're going to...
I'm going to seppuku myself.
Seppuku. Do you want me to chop your head off at the end of it?
Yes, if I can't finish it.
Okay. So, on the 17th, I will advertise
it. It is the 17th.
So, the 17th, so not next, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after this Sunday, we will be doing another They Mostly Come Out at Night live stream. Oh, God.
It's a thing.
It's, yeah, we're going to do it, and hopefully we can keep our attention spans on this one. I don't know. Dude,
I mean, we kept our attention spans.
Take cover. Let's hunt him down.
The best game.
Yes.
The best.
Unknowns, Battleground, Player, whatever. Oh my God. What the fuck was they called?
Unknowns Survival.
Unknown Survivor, player Battlegrounds.
That's not a ripoff at all.
No, not at all.
It's not even a fucking Battle Royale, you fucks. That game is the Bruce Kalia of Battle Royale games.
It's true.
It's not even the thing it's trying to rip off. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. Remember to go to Facebook, YouTube. We're at They Mostly Come Out at Night. It's a podcast. And then also on YouTube, where They Mostly Come Out at Night podcast. Just search it in the bar. We have Octoman as our little thumbnail. So check us out. Check out our past live streams so you know what you're getting yourself into. But also hit that bell because it'll notify you exactly when we're going live.
Hit that fucking bell.
And then, yeah, just come hang out with us. Chat. We're going to be on all day that day. And I'll advertise it more, too, on our Facebook and our Instagram. I think, should we end it there?
Yeah, let's end everything.
Okay.
Just everything.
Okay, we're going to go end it all. For They Mostly Come Out at Night. I'm going
to run away from my problems, just like...
Me too. I'm going to go to a giant tree and face plant into a bunch of drugs.
That's fine.
I mean, after shooting someone into oblivion...
I can only hope I get shot into oblivion.
I want to punch someone so hard he goes into a dojo.
I can only hope I get shot so hard that I fall into another dimension. Yep. After all these movies, I can only hope that's the way I end it.
It's true. For They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
This has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Get out of here. Get out of here. I'm a cop. Get out of here.
What? Sound like a fucking dying cat.